You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This shit ain't safe.
What's the most dangerous thing you can do? What's the least safe thing you can do? Any guesses? Bungee jumping, rock climbing, skydiving, hot air ballooning, hand gliding is the worst. 1 in 1,000 die. Yeah, you heard me. 1 in 1,000 die. Some put it more at 1 in 600. You thought hand gliders were idiots? Well, they are, but those silly motherfuckers are brave. Imagine doing a hobby where 1 in 600 die. I mean, to put that into perspective, the chance of dying in the Air Force are 1 in 100,000. That's the Air Force. But I guess that isn't such a great surprise because the Air Force has proper planes. Whereas hang gliders have a bit of make-believe. I can fly. Wings attached to their backs, these silly twats. Oh, complete farce. Air farce. But I still salute you, you absolute mental. What are you doing this weekend? Hang gliding? All right, how many weekends have you been doing that? Well, I've been doing it every weekend for 12 years. What, 600 times? Yeah, about that. All right, well, have fun. Cheers. See you Monday. Well, what? Nothing. Anyway, I'm not doing that. I'm never doing that. I like to think of myself as dead inside to nerves, but I do look at the odds of death from hobbies, because if I'm going to die, I don't want it to be from something that people can take the piss out of. I want to die from something that people can sympathise with. If I die in a fucking hot air balloon, people are just going to laugh. As a comedian, that's the last thing I want. Laughter after I've died. I want the laughter to stop the moment I die. I don't want the biggest laughs of my career to be had behind my back at my funeral. Ha 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 ha! What a prick! Thought he was Phileas Fogg in his fucking balloon. Crashed his balloon into a field. What a twat. Anyway, in all this, the one thing I would never do, because it is more dangerous than all of these things I've mentioned combined, the one thing I would never ever do, because it ain't safe, I would never, ever go on one of those big spinny rides at a temporary fairground. You know those temporary fairgrounds that pop up? Oh, let's go on the big spinny ride at the temporary fairground. I literally wouldn't do that for £10 million. Now, why not, Nathan? They're safe. No, they're not. Look at the statistics, Nathan. I ain't looking at the statistics. I'm looking at instinct, baby. And I'm looking at that big spinny ride in the temporary fun fair. I'd be loath to get on one of those big spinny rides at a proper theme park. Yeah? When I know they're cemented into the ground and have gone through rigorous testing. These rides at temporary fairgrounds, you know, last week, don't forget, that bit of park was covered in dog shit. Are you seriously telling me in a week They've built foundations to the whole thing. Makes absolute no sense to me. And I would genuinely, rather than go on one of these spinny rides at a temporary fairground, I'd rather go hang gliding with the wings attached to my back with frozen water. Oh, Nathan, don't fly too close to the sun. Why not? You're hang gliding with wings attached to your back with frozen water. What are you doing? I'm going on the big spinny ride at Rusty Trev's temporary Christmas pop-up Death Fun Palace. Really? Well, I'll take my fucking chances, mate. That's the love.